Hello, one and all, and welcome to our final ever show of the Autobot City podcast. As always, up until now, I am your ever-loving co-host. Am I even a co-host, or am I the guy? Am I the guy, the man, the moment, the mystery, the enigma? Whatever you want to call me, even call me a twat, I do not know. It is me, Matt, aka the Time Lord, and for 42 shows... we have been kicking ass and naming names and generally being ourselves. To my left is no Owen, even though he's meant to be here. Thank you, Owen. To my right is Phil. He's not here either. Okie dokie. Right. Okay. Well, now what? I'm doing this on my own. Am I doing this on my? I'll tell you what.
Oh, hi, Matt.
Oh, fuck. No, I was after Sean. I didn't want you.
Hello, people of the interwebs. Wait, who am I?
You are the one that people have been asking to come back for a long, long time. And even though...
I was missed, huh?
You were missed, apparently. I don't know by who. Hang on, let me just check. Oh. Freelancer, Astro Train, and Daniel D. Monkey. I'm getting his name wrong, I know it. Yeah, so, it's coming back. It's ending the way it started.
With rabbits up a human's ass?
Yeah, to the point where he's actually in the hospital right now, removing it.
Well, that's what he gets for wanting Stampy that much.
Yeah, he wanted Stampy that much. Did somebody actually warn King Larpo where we got it from before he went and reviewed it?
No.
No.
Which made it a crap review, though.
So, anyway, folks, you know, we're going to ramble on. I don't care. In fact, I'll tell you what, Sean. Since this is the final show, you go talk to the listeners at home. I'm about to break open a bottle of beer.
Oh, yes, people, this is our last show. The last hurrah for the Autobot City podcast. It was started, in the basement of Owen's house. He had us chained to a wall and hooked car batteries up to our nipples.
He did that with you. He just asked me nicely.
Hey, I just said I wanted a good time, and he break that out.
Well, I heard there was some kind of initiation ceremony, but I know I wasn't part of it.
Oh, no, you remember that glass of wine you had?
Mm-hmm.
It was filled with Crimzeeks.
No, I thought it was filled with Rufinol.
That too.
Anyway, I'm breaking open a bottle of beer, so therefore, I'm going to make this a semi-drunk podcast, I think. But,
yay for alcohol!
A year ago, I was approached by Mr. Owen Slaughter, who was living in Japan, to take part in the pilot show of what was eventually called the Autobot City podcast, with himself as main host, you as co-host, and me as this weird-ass Brit they asked to come on the show. And all of a sudden, in the pretense of time, Owen went away, I became main host, and you and me started killing each other over, 20-odd episodes.
Yep.
Yeah. And we've had an evolution. We had a forum, it went away, we had another forum, that kind of flopped, so we turned it into the Nerdsphere, and now we're having a blinding success!
Yes.
But it is nice to know that this is the show that started it all. And yes, it is the Autobot City podcast. We will talk about Transformers. But at the moment, what we're going to do is go to Sean and say, how was your week, mate?
How's my week? It's pretty good, pretty good. Now, I want to tell you something, Matty Boo.
Yes, Sean?
What was the one thing we kept joking about me not being when we started this podcast?
Not being fit.
Besides that.
Not being able to hit the gym?
Besides that.
Not being able to do the truffle shuffle without crying.
Oh, shut up! You know bloody damn well what I'm talking about.
Not being able to do hand puppets without laughing.
For fuck's sake.
Not being able to do a decent review for the last year. What?
It does involve YouTube, you smart-ass wanker.
Oh, yes,
people, there's going to be insulting cussing and alright shenanigans in this podcast. This is our last one. We're going to have fun with it.
Oh, yeah. Damn straight.
No, you remember the one thing I applied for and failed miserably at getting. And it took me... I applied on my birthday of last year and got withdrawn and went into a fit of rage and hatred and killing small furry animals.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do you remember what it was?
Yeah, it was Scotty.
Oh, good.
It was the small furry animal that we slaughtered, you know, yeah.
Well, no, we did not slaughter Scotty. We threw him in a wood chipper.
It was a wood chipper.
It was a wood chipper.
Did the hat go in first?
The hat went in first.
Good.
And came out in one piece.
Oh, fuck.
I have no idea why. He didn't, but the hat did.
Yeah. By the way, how was the kebab you had the other day?
The kebab?
Yeah, the kebab. You know, it said good Cockney kebab. It came from Cockneyland.
Oh, it was really good. Tasted like Scotty.
Yeah. That's because it was. Anyway, I digress. So,
and you wear a dress.
Well, come on, only on Saturdays.
But it looked so good with you. It matches your eyes and everything. It did not make you look like Ricky Gervais.
Good. Ricky Gervais doesn't wear a skirt. My deed is done. My job here is done.
Yes. No, but serious. I finally made YouTube partner.
Oh, and God.
And the day after, they upped everybody's videos to 15 minutes.
Yeah! So I'm actually uploading a 15-minute video right now.
Yeah, it's called I Am Titan Lord. Love me for let me count the ways you should.
Yeah!
I'm not an egomaniac, am I? Yes, I am. Shut up.
No. Actually, I've just looked, and it's accepted my 15-minute videos. So yes, it is confirmed. We can have 15-minute videos. Sean made partner at the right moment.
Yes. Yes, I did.
Oh, dear. But, no, congratulations, mate. You finally got it.
Yeah.
Oh, hang on. We have got an update, folks. Live on my mobile phone, on my iPhone. Nicole DeHell, the diva of diecast, the princess of plastic crack, has arrived in Newcastle.
Run!
Oh, dear. Yes, so Nicole is starting her vacation right now as we record this show. Do you know what? Andy has seriously cleaned that house, especially for her. Seriously?
Yeah, I wonder what it looked like before he did. No, serious, Nicole, if you get to listen to this, I'm glad you're enjoying yourself. Smack Matt in the back of the head for me.
Don't please. Smack Matt in the back of the head. I believe in hugs. Very, very hardcore hugs.
You hug him as you're smacking him in the back of the head.
No, we're saving the smacking in the back of the head for Phil, because he likes it.
Well, but it's because he's, you know, he's into that sort of thing.
He likes the smacking in the back of the head. If anybody meets Phil, smack him in the back of the head.
And kick him in the bollocks one time.
Yeah, just the one time.
Just the one time. See how far he falls.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Do you know what? Because this is our final show, we can talk about whatever the hell we want. So, Sean.
Yes, Matty Boo Boo Bear.
Anything outside of Transformers have you enjoyed?
I've enjoyed...
You haven't enjoyed anything outside of Transformers, then?
Not lately, no.
I've gotten to love Power Ranger toys.
That's because you are sick and twisted.
I know. I'm getting the Delta Megas. No. Hang on. Got it wrong. Delta. The SPD Delta base. Next week.
Ooh. I hate you.
Yeah.
Look at me, I'm getting a big old brick.
Moon's gonna kill me. I'll tell you what else is a big old brick. Do you know what I got in the mail today?
Your penis?
Yeah, apart from my penis, mate. I needed the attachment. But I got a G1 Scorponok body.
Nice.
And the idea behind that is I'm just going to gradually build it up. I'll see if I can get some parts in at AA. If not, I'll get it as and when. And I'm just going to gradually build it up until I get a complete one. I know it's going to cost money. I know it's going to take a hell of a long time. But, you know, I'm determined to do it. So, yeah, so the biggest deal is done. I've got the body. And Nicole's texted twice now that she's in Newcastle. Fair enough, Nicole. So good you had to tell me twice. Good girl. but anyway, yeah. So, apart from that, I've been enjoying, like, Power Rangers, Kamen Rider, Damn You People, I Want Some More Guy Memories. Sean, watch.
Yes.
If you're going to start with anything, watch Kamen Rider Double. That is an awesome show. Not like Dragon Knight. Dragon Knight was shit.
Actually, I don't have any more Dragon Knight stuff.
Hmm.
I actually gave my Dragon Knight stuff to TJ Omega.
Good.
I'm actually into collecting, besides that, some Marvel figures, actually. And Marvel and DC.
Yeah, and I'm doing the Marvel DVDs. I've managed to get, like, a huge load for, like, 20-odd quid.
Nice. Just,
that's how I roll. Yeah. Do you know what? We've been waffling long enough. Shall we do some news? Come on, it's been a while, Sean. Let's do some news.
Okay, I got a great bit of news for you.
Go on, what's the bit of news, Sean?
Lady Gaga admits she occasionally does drugs.
Right, Sean. Yes, Sean. Here's another sensation.
Yeah.
Von Rogers admits that one day he'll do a video, but never will.
Do you know what? The day he does a video is the day I become YouTube partner.
But you are YouTube partner.
I know, that means he has to do a one damn video or I'm going to come find him and I'm going to take away his ability to drink alcohol.
No, just Guinness. Take away his ability to drink Guinness. Then you've got a grumpy road hus.
Oh, no. I'll replace his Guinness with a potato.
With a potato. Yeah, but there's the stereotype right there, Sean. You're racist against Irish people!
I'm part Irish, I can say whatever the hell I want.
Okay, well you're American, every American reckons they're half Irish.
No, literally, I am half Irish.
Okay, Sean. Okay. Let's talk about some Transformers.
I have a Skylinks, is that a Transformer?
That's a Transformer. It's a robot.
It's a beautiful...
Chicken and it has legs that moves forward and it's awesome.
It is an epic toy. It was one of my holy grails.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here holding it lovingly and stroking it. Skylinks, not what you're thinking, people. Jeez.
Hey, you know, owning up to masturbation, Sean, is part of the help. It's part of the help.
Yeah. Shut up.
Talking about one semen to the other, let's talk about Piranacon, or as I like to call him, King Poseidon.
Oh, you mean the reissue one that's all pink and turquoise and shiny?
It's nice. I'm getting one at AA.
And you're going to be getting a small box from me that's ticking. Don't worry, open it.
Yeah, okay, I will. It's fine.
Speaking of getting from me, you know what you're getting from AA from me?
I'm getting your Shockwave, your animated Shockwave.
Yes.
And Phil's...
It's been covered in monkey AIDS, so enjoy.
Oh, good, monkey AIDS.
Yes.
Monkey AIDS. You mean the sex toys they like to play with outside of ours?
No.
Anyway, with that, I'm guessing we move on from Piranacon because it's old news. And we're going to talk about AA that I'm going to and you're not.
Well, see, AA's for quitters.
Yeah?
You know, Alcoholics Anonymous.
Right, carrying on with the news. James Roberts is going to attend Auto Assembly 2010 due to our friends, the Moonbase 2, of which I am a staff member of. And David Wallace is a very, very nice man, a very, very nice man indeed. He is very sexy. I love him. I love him lots. I want his babies. He is a
Matt, 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 sorry. Matt, 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 Matt.
What?
You got some brown stuff on the tip of your nose.
Hey, dude, I've got to keep my job somehow. Mind you, this is a podcast endorsed by the Nerdsphere, which I'm the boss. Hey, Dave, you suck! Oh, Sean, don't be that guy.
I am. You're crazy. You're insane.
It's the last show. I'm allowed to talk crap.
It's the last show. You need to be shot.
Oh, okay. That's
out of a cannon!
That's the end of the. That's what happens at the end of the show. Did you not know? I just get publicly slaughtered.
Yay for public slaughtering.
Let's talk about a bit of AA news. Thanks to the Moonbase 2, James Roberts is going to attend Auto Assembly 2010, which means we have got the full creative team of Nick Roach and James Roberts. Can you say Wreckers?
Wreckers.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you for contributing that. Yeah, so that means we got the full creative team. I'm guessing there's going to be some kind of panel involved in that. There's got to be a lot of questions involved, like, why aren't you guys doing the ongoing series?
I don't know.
Because the ongoing series is shit.
Yes.
Yes. Mike Costa's a good writer, but it's still a mess series. But, yeah, that is awesome. It is a lovely piece of awesome. And especially the way they got hold of him. Basically, the foreign members of the Moonbase 2, including some foreign members who aren't even attending AA, contributed money towards him coming in. And wherever the excess was, basically is contributing to the guest panel of next year's Auto Assembly. So that was really, really awesome work. And that does mean we have got the full creative team behind that comic book. I'm going to be very, very interested in that. So that is good news.
Nice. It's
good news. The other bit of good news for me, personally for me, is that Shockwave's going to be in Transformers 3.
Yeah.
And we kind of seen like a floating cardboard head on the stick. Sean, tell us what you think of this cardboard floating head on the stick.
Yeah. It's alright.
It's alright.
If you like that sort of thing.
If you like big glowing red eye beings, yeah. Do you know what I see whenever I see these things on the stick?
Muppets going bad?
No. I say, transmission coming from the big giant head.
You went there, didn't you?
I did go there, yeah. And if those of you who weren't born in the 90s, or indeed the 80s, that wouldn't know this show, shame on you. Ding, 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 ding.
You went there. I can't believe you went there.
I went there. I totally went there. I'm going to go there a few other times.
Ugh. Ugh.
Ugh.
For crying out loud.
What? Come on, Sean. What do you think of the big floaty head? Come on.
It looks interesting. Seriously, it does.
It doesn't to me.
I just want to see what he transforms into.
Cyclops, apparently, according to this. You know, big red thing.
You know, so he transforms into a mutant from the X-Men.
Yeah.
I thought Michael Bay did not believe in mass shifting.
It's not true. It's not true. It's totally true.
It is.
Yeah, so we're flying through this news, but I don't care. Let's talk about Phil's favourite thing, because he's not here to talk about it. We shall talk about it. The official images of Takara Tomy Transformers Animated August releases! Including Rodimus Minor.
I saw that.
I'm salivating.
I'm not salivating?
How can you not? It's got shiny magenta. I'm not going to say pink because he's going to blink and have a whinge and moan about it if I say he's pink.
Oh, no, no. I'm not salivating. I'm doing something else that's elevating.
You're a sick man, Sean.
RC's enjoying it.
He's pretty.
He is. I want one.
Did you just admit to masturbating over a plastic female?
So did you.
I didn't. I said no such thing.
I have it on tape on a previous podcast.
Did I? Did I really say that?
Yes, you did.
Oh, dear me. So, yeah, that's pretty cool. I'm definitely
going to
look at this one. Do I want him over the Hasbro one, though? Because the Hasbro one at least looks pretty damn awesome color scheme-wise.
Yeah.
Do we really want the extra level of shininess? And obviously, like, the few quid more to get this guy.
You know what? I'm thinking I'm going to stick with the Hasbro.
Yeah, I might as well. If anything, because... Well, I don't know, because if I see this thing and it looks pretty decent, then maybe. But I think I'll probably go for the Hasbro if I see it. Yeah. Samurai Prowl. Let's have a look at Samurai Prowl. Now, I'm sorry, but that right there, that is sex.
Sex on wheels?
Oh, it's sex on wheels, dude. It is lovely.
Now, did you see the exclusive one for one of the Japanese conventions? The one in G1 colors?
I did, but the thing is, why?
It looked pretty.
It looked pretty, that's absolutely fine, but my big question is, why? Because we're used to this now. We're used to this form for animated Prowl. He's not G1. He's not the G1 Prowl. They are completely two... They're two completely different characters. So yeah. What you've got, it's like me wearing your clothing.
Chill, oh Lord.
Exactly. And that's how I feel about those two different colour schemes for Animated Prowl. It's him wearing G1's clothing. They're two completely different guys.
Yeah.
One thing I do like, though, I still like the fact that Animated Prowl's clearly got a winky.
You
it's
sick.
It's right there. He lets it all hang out.
You sick man.
I am a sick man. I am a sick puppy.
You're sick.
Let's have a look at Takara Sunstorm. Nope, not liking it. It's meh.
Yeah, it is meh.
It's totally meh. Let's move on from him. He's meh. We don't like him. Let's have a look at Swindle. Okay, now he is pretty.
Yes.
Oh, he's pretty. I like his nice shiny hands. But other than that, apart from the nice chromey face and the chromey hands, it's really not that different from the Hasbro version.
No, it's not.
No. So, let's have a look at Waspinator.
Oh, you'll like Waspinator.
Ooh. Yeah. I don't see a difference, though.
Look around the face. The insect face.
Yeah, I'm looking at the insect face. I'm looking at my one now. Yeah, I suppose. Not too bad, I suppose, but other than that, oh no, there's some extra bits to him, maybe. Yeah, I'm 50-50 on him. No, I'm rather 50-50 on him. Would you buy him?
Yes.
Ah, fair enough.
That's because I love the character.
And then finally, we look at Deluxe Mode Optimus Prime. Yeah, again, rather shiny.
Shiny.
One thing I will say, though, if you've already got the Hasbro one, I don't think it's worth buying this guy.
No.
Okay, you got the added novelty of the shininess, but that's all you're really getting at the end of the day. It looks no different to the Hasbro version. Yeah. So, yeah. See, the thing is, this is a no-news sort of podcast, but we're just totally milking it for what it's worth, because that's how we roll.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's pretty much it for that. Let's have a look at... Well, while I go ahead and look at the links, you go and talk to the people. Go talk to the people, Sean.
Hello, people! Look at the shiny. Look at the shiny.
Oh, look! Oh, Sean, you're gonna love this.
What, Maddie Boo?
There was an explosion in Transformers 3.
Really?
Yeah!
Did anybody get hurt?
Loads of cars.
Whoop-de-doo.
Yeah, let's move on, shall we? I've got to say this, though. It's got to be said. It was said in nearly every show of this series. I've got to say it. You know what's coming. I've got to say it.
Biggity-boo!
Oh, you stole my thunder, you fucker!
You know how long I've been waiting to do that?
Biggity-fucking-boo. Thank you, Sean.
And you know, this being our last podcast, you can't do anything about it.
I'm editing the show. I can swap this around, but I can't be asked.
Yeah.
Biggity boo. Biggity boo. Biggity boo boo boo. Biggity boo. This beer's really getting to me now.
Drink another one.
I tell you what, here's another bit of mad news. Megatron's returning for Transformers 3.
Really?
I know!
Zoink, Scoob! Here comes Megatron! Let's hide in this abandoned facility!
Raggy, no!
I got food, Scoob!
And then you got Welker going past saying, guys, what are you guys doing? We're like totally masturbating!
Oh, God, you didn't. You didn't. You didn't! You didn't! You didn't! You didn't!
We're like totally stoned!
We're totally like Scooped.
I'll tell you what, let's move on. We'll get out of movie territory because it really is boring. Let's move into Transformers Drift issue 4. Alex Milne cover!
Is that the one with Drift's back-to-back with Lockdown?
No, but it's...
The one, let's move along.
Apparently, sure.
Move along.
No, we're not moving along because this is awesome.
I said move along.
I said, as the boss of the Nerdsphere and runner of the Autobot City podcast over the past year and a half, I say we stick with this story because here's a revelation. It turns out that Drift has been holding the power sword from Masters of the Universe this whole entire time. Don't facepalm me. Look at the picture. I'm totally right.
I've seen the picture. I can facepalm if I want.
It's my party, and I facepalm if I want to. Okay, so you do realize this means we're going back into Transformers 3 news.
Yes.
Autobot Roll Bar is going to be in Transformers 3.
Wait a minute, you mean the delivery van from Revenge of the Fallen toy line?
No, apparently he never was. Now he's a monster truck!
Goodbye.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, though. He's a very nice-looking monster truck.
Honestly, yes. Have you seen the steering wheel?
I haven't seen the steering wheel, but have you seen how much of a monster machine he looks?
Yes, I have.
He's basically a Jeep with big-ass wheels and a gun turret. Is that Epps holding it? Is that
Epps? I don't know.
It's some bloody tattooed guy holding it. He's got a freaking semi-automatic bloody thing with the biggest load of bullets you've ever seen in your life on it.
Good for him.
Good for him. It's just... I can already see the potential for a Human Reliance toy right there.
It's
inevitable, Sean. It's inevitable. I just like the fact that in the Jeep logo, immediately above it, you've got the Autobot insignia.
Yeah.
So no, Rollbar is not a cash delivery van. He is this. And you know what?
What?
Not bad.
Yes.
He's not bad. I can live with that.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
I'll tell you what. What's your take on Predaking being re-released?
Predaking?
Predaking.
The reissued Predaking?
The reissued Predaking indeed, sir.
Looks like crap.
Shut your fucking mouth.
Hey. The G1 looks 100% better than the reissue.
So, what have they done with it? Because I know you're a little bit more knowledgeable in this than me. Because I haven't actually looked at it.
Okay. A lot... You remember that the original Predacons had that yellow to them?
Mm-hmm.
There's no yellow. They replaced yellow with gold.
Okay.
And it just doesn't look right to me. It's... The colors are too dark. It doesn't have the Predaking pop. And I've been hearing some other people's complaints about it, and one from a person who loves Predaking.
Who would that be?
Pred.
Do you know what?
He doesn't like it either, from what I understand.
Here's the thing, though. I'm looking at it, and do you know what? I don't mind it.
Well, it's because you're an idiot.
Yeah, but here's the thing. It's got die-cast in it, right?
Yeah.
They're replacing the bits with gold, which isn't that too... Okay, I see what you mean about it not popping out as much. But it also gives it that certain sort of metallic feel that backs up the die-cast. And it may be the pictures, but if you get the finished article...
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it'll look that bad. They've got to do it right, though.
And that's the thing. I'm looking at it, and it just doesn't do it for me. It's a meh.
The one thing, though, the thing that does put me off buying it is the price point. I mean, we've got Piranacon. And, okay, yeah, for us, we're screwed. We're totally not screwed. It's a Big Bad Toy Store exclusive. Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm getting mine at Autoassembly for 58 quid, which is a steal compared to what other people were paying for that thing last year. But other than that, that's the only way I'm going to be able to get it. But, so that's 58 quid. I'm looking at Predaking. It's something like, what, $130 or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one thing that puts me off it, but... Okay, well, I'm looking at the picture, and yeah, I think you're right. It doesn't quite pop. There is a little bit of menace to it. But other than that, yeah. I'd get it if it was about the same price as Piranacon, but for the fact of the matter is, it's not. It's just too much. It's just too much. People out there who are listening to this show, tell us what you think about it. I'm sure you've seen the pictures. Tell us what you think about it. It's not going to be City Chat because it's the last show. But do tell us. Tell us what you think. Anyway, let's move on because we've got a little bit of coolness.
Yes.
We've got some total coolness. Dude, Masterpiece Rodimus. Masterpiece Rodimus. I am not, and I repeat, not the biggest Rodimus Prime fan. But when I looked at this, yeah, I'm not repeating what my initial thoughts were.
Yeah, I had to douse you with cold water.
Yeah, cold water, definitely cold water. He looks sexy. And his trailer transforms into a battle platform. Now, that thing used to annoy me in the G1, but the fact that they've replicated it like this...
Yeah.
That's a little bit of a meh factor. However, the actual toy itself doesn't look that bad. It has this feeling of the anime to it.
Yeah.
Which is really good. I'm looking at the whole setup now. He's rocking the whole are they spoilers or are they like exhaust pipes on his wrists?
I think they're the exhaust pipes.
Well, they're rocking the whole exhaust pipes as Wolverine claw thing on it.
Yeah.
But that's probably the angle they put it in. He's got articulated fingers. No, I'm seriously, this dude looks sexy. I think his gun looks stupidly big, though.
But it's awesome.
Yeah. We need coloured pictures. We honestly need coloured pictures. It may be just the fact that it's a prototype, but why is his crotch see-through and the rest of him sort of,
It's still the prototype images.
Hooter, yeah. No, I'll tell you what, I do like this. I do like this. Don't know how the hell he's going to transform, but then again, that you tend to get that when you look at the masterpieces. Yeah, yeah. I can get behind this. I do like it. His trailer's a little bit meh, but then again, his trailer's always been a little bit meh. But I'll tell you what, he does look sexy. He seriously looks like super sexy.
Yeah.
Alrighty then. So we now move on to Star Wars crossovers.
I still want that Yoda figure.
I was going to just say, shall we just talk about crossovers for a bit, just so we can piece someone off?
Hey, I don't care. I want the Yoda.
You want the Yoda? Do you know what?
Yeah.
The Yoda is awesome for its sheer stupidity.
I know!
I love it. Do you know what? I'll tell you what. And I want this. I want this so bad. Seriously. A yellow submarine crossover transformer.
You're not the only one who would want that.
I know.
Nicole heard about that, she'd be like, what? 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 What?
Especially if it transformed into John Lennon.
I was thinking more. I was thinking more on the lines of Ringo Starr.
No, if it was Ringo Starr, it would be the Thomas the Tank Engine combiner one. somebody should make like a masterpiece of that, right? And then there should be like a sound chip with a button. When you press it, it goes. One day, Thomas went round the mountain, and he went asleep, and he had the most.
Was never seen from ever. Again.
We never saw him again. Choo-choo! or, alternatively, you press the button and you get Ringo saying, I'm not paid enough for this shit. Oh, God, that is such a divergence.
I still say we need a DC crossover transformer that when transformed, it's the Hall of Justice. Mm. And it should transform, and it should come with a sound chip that when you press it, you hear, Meanwhile at the Hall of Justice.
The Super Friends decided to have a picnic.
Yes, Super Friends were stupid.
Oh, Super Friends is alright.
What is the idea? What is the thing with every... Okay. Getting off Transformers top 6 for subject, I want to say this. What is the deal with the friggin' monkeys? Super Friends had one.
You love them.
And Super Friends had one, and he was a purple monkey. And Space Ghost had one, and they put a freaking mask on the monkey.
I'll tell you what, Sean, that's all well and good, but I'll draw you towards your one defining fault.
What?
Beast Wars had a monkey in. He was fun.
Yes, but that monkey was awesome.
I'm going to meet that monkey next week. Woot!
Well, just hope he doesn't get in any trouble and you have to spank that monkey.
No, I'm not going to spank that monkey. Because apparently if I go anywhere near him and pull his finger, we're going to regret it for the rest of our lives.
Yeah. Oh, God. Not... Ugh.
Yeah. Moving on from that bit of weird derogatory bit of schmutt, let's bring up this amazing, amazing fact. We're going to have a very special, special star in Transformers 3.
We are.
And it's not going to be Shia LaBeouf. It's not going to be that naked, smoking, stick inset of a woman he's got round his arm, because after all, he was meant to love Megan Fox forever. It's not Thank meant God. To be yeah. Dos Jamat Deshamel or By Mayhem, Tyrese. Oh no, apparently we're getting Albert Einstein.
Actually, they revealed the name of that character.
I know the name of that character and it makes me facepalm, but still, it is Albert Einstein.
No.
Look, TFW says it's Albert Einstein. TFW do not lie. Therefore, we say it's Albert Einstein.
It's Q.
When was Q Albert Einstein? I'm sorry, they say it's Albert Einstein. And
it's Q!
TFW don't lie.
TFW, you got to read further up there, Matt.
Yeah, but it's TFW and they don't lie.
It read!
It's Q.
Which should be voiced by none other than Matt?
I'm not saying anymore, I'm sulking. Go on, you tell him.
No, you say the name, because I've been poking fun of the way I say it.
Albert Einstein.
Ah, he's dead!
Tell him, Sean, for God's sake, tell him, because I don't know.
John Cleese.
Yeah!
Which he should, because he kind of looks like it, so he should utter the phrase, I feel the urge to go make giant robotic dinosaurs.
No, what he should do is he should get so frustrated with one of his mates when they're in car form. What he should do is aggressively transform, grab a bush, we're not talking a twig, we're not talking like a bird's nest, we're talking like a proper bush with leaves on the end, and then he should go marching over to him and go, that's it, I'm going to give you a damn good thrashing! Oh, Faulty Towers, how we miss you.
Yes. Or at BR Look, they get Tommy Wiseau to voice him. Oh, hi, Prime.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Megatron is tearing Jazz apart. Oh, hi, Sam.
Apparently, a little bit more Transformers 3 news. Apparently, Nelson, who is the administrator of MichaelBay.com, that's MichaelBay.com, who, by the way, do not lie about anything in their movies. No siree. They never once told us that Megatron wasn't going to be appearing in Transformers 2. No siree.
Oh, no.
They weren't going to tell us that Skids and Mudflap weren't going to be appearing in Transformers 3. No, no.
What'd they say, Matt?
Apparently they say that the three souped-up NASCAR cars with all the heavy armoured artillery are going to be wreckers.
What?
They're going to be wreckers.
What?
Wreckers.
I re-emphasise. What?
So, let's have the inane and boring fanboy speculation here, right here. Which one's going to be Springer?
I'm going to go with the red one.
You're going to go with the red one. I'm going to go with the green one. Which one's going to be Impactor?
The red one.
You're going to go with the red one in every answer, aren't you?
Just try me.
And since he's always been a wrecker, no siree, always going to be a wrecker. Which one's going to be Perceptor?
The green one.
Oh dear, this is seriously meh news. This really is meh news.
Now here's the thing: what are their robot forms gonna look like? They're already armed to the teeth. When they transform, is their head gonna be a freaking rocket launcher?
Well, I've got a theory about this. I know we're looking at this and they're fixed props, but I've got a funny feeling that in the movie they are actual NASCAR cars without any of this shit on them. And then these weapons just pop out of them. You know, like the things that come out of Barricade's lights.
Yeah, well, did you also notice a little bit more Transformers 3 news that coincides with this one?
Go on, do tell us.
Patrick Dempsey's character, who's supposed to be a villain, is a NASCAR driver.
Oh, I cannot be bothered. I'm sorry.
They said it was going to be the Wreckers. How much you want to make a bet that these cars aren't Transformers, but they do transform?
No, it's the whole Patrick Dempsey thing, mate. You know, I'm just fed up of it. Do you know, here's my thing about Patrick Dempsey, right?
He's
a male doctor. Oh, my God. Oh, he's so sexy. I've got to shag him on the spot. Grey's Anatomy. Seriously, that guy is stereotyped. Seriously, yeah. Sean.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't care. I really don't care.
I'll be absolutely honest,
not an awful lot of this Transformers 3 news really grabs me, and I'm just taking the piss out of it.
Yeah, me too.
Let's talk about something really, really historic, and this is actually pretty cool. Hasbro's announcing the first ever Transformers Cybertron convention in China.
Yeah, would you like to tell them what it's called?
I don't know. Cybertron Con.
Yeah, Cybertron Con.
Cybertron Con.
Cybertron Con.
Kind of rolls off the tongue, doesn't it?
Cybertron Con.
That's cool. China's getting a convention, and it's fully endorsed by Hasbro.
So America gets BotCon.
Yeah.
And
we don't. Before you say anything, we don't. It's not endorsed by Hasbro.
Yeah.
It's fully endorsed by us. We practically pay for the convention.
Yeah.
So it's us, the fans, who endorse Auto Assembly. You don't care about this news, do you, Sean? Yeah, shall we move on?
What? Who, what, when, where, what?
Yeah. Hey, yeah. Thrust is getting repro labels.
Whoopee.
Makes them look like G1.
Whoopee.
I don't care either. Shall we talk about another head on the stick?
Did you finally kill Phil?
No. Apparently there's a robot face that's a red head on the stick. That causes...
Yeah, I think that actually might be Robar.
Yeah. Okie dokie. So, we are coming towards... I'm looking at the link right now, and the next bit of news we're going to pick on is nothing, because it's not coming up. Yes. No, completely and utterly fecked.
Fecked?
I'm fecked. Oh no, here's some cool news. Here's some really cool news. You guys have finally got Masterpiece Grimlock.
Nice.
Which means there's a good chance that we might get him at Auto Assembly if they're quick enough.
No, you don't get him.
No, we get him. We're so going to get him. We're so going to get him. It's unreal. Are you going to tell people what Alan Tudyk's going to play in Transformers 3?
Who?
Alan Tudyk, or where the hell is...
Oh, yeah, he's supposed to be playing a former agent, you know, kind of like Simmons was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool.
But he's going to be like a computer hacker, weapons expert type character.
Cool.
Yes.
Hi, Sean.
Yes. Oh, and I'm also going to be in Transformers 3.
Yes. Yes, you are, Sean. You're going to be bulkhead.
No, they're actually going to be filming here in Florida. I got a friend of mine who's trying to get me into the open casting for extras.
Cool. As bulkhead.
Can you feel me staring at you?
Yes. You love it. I'll get the green paint.
Oh, for the love of God.
That's it, Sean. I'm going to name it to the world. Sean's going to play bulkhead in Transformers 3.
And I'm going to call you dipshit.
Oh, dear God. I think we're done with news, because this news is crap, crap, crap.
Yes, we're done. We're done. We're done. I think what we're going to do
instead is totally Remnants. Because now this is serious business now, Sean. This show is it.
This is Sparta?
This is it. After this, there is no more Autobot City.
I know.
Sean.
Matt.
You were here in the early days. You did it right up until we moved web hosts. Dude, what was your best part of the whole podcast?
The best part of the podcast. You know, just having, you know, hanging out with my boys, you know, Owen and you, and whenever we got a chance to get Phil on or Mikey on or Glenn on, it was fun. It was entertaining. It was a joy to be had by all.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, but your main experience, the really one thing that defines your entire run on Autobot City, what was it?
The running joke.
The running joke?
Yes.
Which one? There was a number of them.
The main running joke. To the point where it actually spilt over onto his post and his signature.
The rabbit?
The rabbits.
The rabbit. Actually, the rabbit didn't last long, but still cool. I loved it. And that's all from a bit that wasn't recorded.
I know, and people kept asking us, what is with the rabbits? You know, I got tired of explaining it day in and day out to the point where I said, shut up! Leave us alone! I want my mommy!
I know. I've got to admit, Sean, right now, I really don't... It's that point where I'm actually gripping my desk, and it's like, yeah, I'm realizing this show's ending.
Yes. It's a sad ending, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's... We can't make excuses. At the end of the day, I really can't make this show anymore. There's been lots of backwards and forwards, people wanting to save the show and everything like that, but it really boils down to the fact that I really don't have time to make the show every week anymore. And I think you guys realise this, especially after the gap between episodes, this one and the one previous. It's getting the guys involved, putting it together. It just cannot happen. I want to take the time to wish Phil and Mikey the best of luck with the Rod and Bone show, because I'll admit it, I don't like the name. I wish it actually stayed as the Acquittis Chamber, but that's what they're going to name it.
Yeah.
I really do wish them the best of luck. It's going to be the first ever all Irish podcast.
Half the time they're going to be so hammered you won't know what they're saying.
I don't think Mikey drinks. I don't think he drank last year. I think he drank water.
But just, well, no offense to Mikey, you know, unless he got a new mic, you can barely understand him anyway.
No, he got a new mic. He's fine.
Oh, okay. But, you know, I would just love to hear Phil drunk, and all of a sudden, in the middle of the podcast, he'd just go, did somebody? Phil yeah. will be ever known for doing that, won't he?
I know. Sean.
Yes, Matt.
It's time.
Now it's time to say goodbye.
Not yet. Before we say goodbye, we've got to do the City Chatter, the final ever City Chatter.
Yes, the final... starting to say the final shitty chatter.
So, yeah, thank you guys that contributed to the City Chatter. I know because of all the messing about, people pretty much stopped sending it in. But when I gave the news that that we were ending, we did have an awful lot sent our way, and it really is humbling what you guys wrote here.
Yes.
It is dawning on me that the fact that this is the final show, and I know me and Sean have been basically taking the piss in the whole of the news section, but...
Yeah, because honestly, if we just sat here and started to try to be serious, I think one of us or both of us would probably be breaking down into tears.
Yeah. But I'm just going to say here and now, when we're reading this out, it's going to be real. It is going to be damn real. I'm already starting to feel emotional about it. So let's start off with Nemesis Scourge, the pessimistic narcissist, who is a long-time guy. He joined us at the very beginning and has stuck through ever since. He's now our webmaster for the front page. He's the site moderator, and damn it, we got an awful lot to be thankful for this guy about. He stuck through right through. So this is what he's got to say. By the way, Nemi, thank you, mate.
Thank you.
It's hard for me to recall memorable moments from the podcast because I forget them too quickly. Awful thing to say, I know, but I can proudly state without a doubt that I'm glad the fact that I've stuck with you guys since the early days of Roddy's Place, the revival of the TF Asylum, the transition to your very own forum, and of course the expansion to the Nerdsphere as we know it today. Autobot City was the first podcast I regularly listened to, contributed questions and answers to, and hell, even complained about the large file sizes to, because our early ones were rather big. So the memories are there, just not in the way you probably might expect. I guess I should end this now by saying thanks to Matt. Even though the above was originally written for the announced demise of the podcast rather than your departure, which is now back to being the demise of the show. Okay, I have to partly scratch the comment now because we're now getting the Quidditch Chamber, which is now the Rod and Bone Show, or whatever the hell it's going to be called, because they keep changing the name of it. A lot of it still holds true because most of us wouldn't be here now if it wasn't for you and your continued efforts behind the scenes. So I wish you the best of luck for your future endeavours. And seeing as I'm editing this response yet again, damn you. Yes, sorry, Nemi. I offer a word of thanks to Sean, Owen, Phil, Mikey, and all the other guests you've had on the podcast during its run.
Aww.
I know. Nems, thank you very much, mate.
Thank you, Nemi. Love you, bro.
You're going to take...
I will take Astra Train, the physics breaker of the forum. The podcast is ending since when?
Since now.
Oh, yeah, last show. Well, I can't think of anything that was better than the other moment. I'm just grateful to you guys for starting this forum as the main forum I post on, and I'm glad I keep listening to the podcast, and it's been constantly entertaining and great to listen to. If the podcast does continue and it's just you leaving Timey, I just want to say thank you and well done for beating the others.
The other host. That means you and Owen. But you hit the end, Sean.
Yeah. So to the end of thank you all for all you've done for the forum and on the podcast.
I ain't leaving the forum. It's my forum. But yeah, they're doing their own show, Autobot City. This is it, guys. This is
the last.
King Grimlock, well done on doing as well as you've done, guys. Go out on a high, leaving wanting more. And that's it. That is what his message was.
Yep.
You're gonna do Cosmic Duck?
I'm gonna do Cosmic Ducks. How very sad. I just found you guys around episode 30 and now Autobot City is gone. It's like watching the dust settle as the last bus to BotCon takes off into the distance. Instead of cursing my own bad luck, I want to express my gratitude to Time Lord and Hot Wad G1 for providing an enjoyable podcast. The news of the week and the comic reviews are the pleasant backdrops to what really makes a great podcast. In the spirit that comes from the conversation between friends that engage me, and the Autobot City truly engages my intent. Engage my intention. Thanks for all the good times, and God bless. Sean, Cosmic Duck.
Thanks. And that, he literally only came onto the phone to post that.
Yes, I've noticed that.
That's his one and only post. Shall we go to the 12-year-old girl, Sean?
Yes, let's go to the 12-year-old girl.
Okay, he starts off with, I hate you, Matt. I hate you so goddamn much. I hate you with a fiery passion. How dare you buy all this Power Ranger stuff and taunt me, you son of a bitch. No, he doesn't.
That's what he just sends to you every other day.
Yeah, that's something he says to me every other day, yeah. Anyway, this is what he says. This is truly what he says.
Yeah.
I woke up seeing this on your Facebook, Matt. It's sad to see the podcast being done with. It seems a lot of things are saying goodbye this week. Lost, 24, Simon on American Idol, and now the ABC podcast. Yes, I just compared the ABC to three major shows on TV. Someone shoot me now. Yes, please shoot him. Please shoot him.
We will.
Yeah. I do need to thank you for letting me be a part of one episode of the ABC, as it was loads of fun, especially your drunkenness.
I love that.
As well as being part of the Christmas special, even though I didn't own a copy of the 1986 movie. Still working on that, sticks out his tongue again. Yeah, you're not. You're a dirty, stinking slacker.
Yes.
Best of luck. Well, I really shouldn't say that because I still talk to you guys, sticks out his tongue. And besides, I don't like to say goodbye. Never been something I like to say. This post may be edited to add more, which he never did, you dirty slacker. And that's it.
Yep. The reason why he said he was posting this at like 1:45 in the morning.
Yeah. That's it. That is it. So, we got another long-timer. Another long-timer who's stuck with us throughout the entire history of the Autobot City Forum all the way through to the Nerdsphere.
Yes.
You going to tackle Valentine?
I'm going to tackle Robs. So sorry to hear ABC will soon be closing its doors for the final time. I really can't place a particular moment or event. Pretty much the whole thing has been the highlight. I wish you guys all the best in your next adventure. Why is everybody thinking we're going off to war?
I'm polishing my machete right now.
I got the Gundams ready.
Oh, God.
We're going to go to war. We're going to go to war big.
I'm going to tackle the next two, because the other guy was really, really... it's a non-adventure. The Bone!
Hang on, man, I got another phone call.
Okay, well, you do the phone call, and I'll carry on doing the reading out. The Bone goes ahead and says, I like that Irish guy. The one with the soothing voice. Yes, it's... How would you like the sound of the rape horn, Mikey? How would you like it? Anyway, I digress. Mikey, gotta say, for the time that you joined us in for the comic reviews, the comics corner and that, very entertaining. I'm looking forward to the Rod and Bone show. Please change the name. It sucks. Please change the username. It sucks.
Hey, the Rod and Bone show is... You're going to remember it?
Mmm! Sean, you got any passing words for basically the guy who's going to be your successor?
Eat something other than potatoes.
That's a very good message. A very good message.
All I heard about from last year at AA. You were eating potatoes and bread and butter. Eat something with meat or vegetable.
He was eating vegetables. He was eating potato.
Potato doesn't count!
Grufflock, I'm going to tackle Grufflocks because he's another guy that's really been supporting us. I'd like to quickly say a thank you to all at Autobot City for all the time and effort you put into the shows and the moments that have made me pause, rewind and listen to again, and all the times you've been kind and gracious enough to give me a shout out, and I'm going to do the shout out again! Go and check them out on www.oldoilhouse.co.uk. Very, very soon there should be an Icon 101 out with a lazy, lazy, drunken slacker called Time Lord in it. Yeah! Which I haven't recorded yet. Go figure. He then goes on to say, I hope whatever plans you have for the future pan out and bring the success you all deserve. Also, thanks for adding to the idea that since we started up, we've cursed the other shows into dying off. Thanks, mate. Thank you. Yes, you gave us syphilis. Hope you're happy, Grufflock. I hope you're happy.
Yes.
By the way, that's www.theoldoilhouse.co.uk. Episode 16, G2, is out now. And feed my jollies.
Oh, God.
That's what he says. I'm reading it out.
Yeah.
If it's all the same to you, Sean, I'm going to read the final one because this one was pretty cool.
Yes.
And
I would have to say this is one of the guys I think is our number one fan.
Yeah. The Freelancer 2501, yes. Or 2501 or 2501. He says, fortunate people often have very favorable beginnings and very tragic endings. What matters isn't being applauded when you arrive, for that is common, but being missed when you leave. Baltasar Gracian, Spanish Jesuit and Baroque prose writer. That's very poignant.
Yes.
Well, I guess I'm glad to hear Autobot City has a chance of being saved. It hasn't. It's dead.
It's gone.
It's going.
It's passed its matrix on to the Rod and Bone Show.
But losing the show's cornerstone is still a major drag. All I can say are words of sincere gratitude to you, Time Lord, for countless hours of entertainment. I can honestly say that there were many days when I'd come home from work and be in a loathsome mood, and then to my delight there would be a new episode of Autobot City, and in some way I always cheered up, even only a little. Many such times usually involved I blame Matt Fred, and for that I say good on you for always being such a sport about it. ABC was the first podcast I ever listened to, and thusly I've always judged other shows by the same standards of quality, though how good or bad said quality actually happens to be is entirely subjective. I will always be grateful for your willingness to read, as well as encourage my insanely long City Chatter replies and the sometimes hilarious attempts to decipher certain turns of phrase. Moreover, I thank both you and Phil for the opportunity to appear on the show, and now I am doubly grateful considering this current turn of events. For what it's worth, I am in agreement with Astro Train, as I often find myself, and would greatly enjoy and appreciate any guest appearances you might have coerced into future episodes. From the Autobot City podcast to the forum to the YouTube channel and everything in between, I again say thank you. Best wishes in your future endeavors, and don't forget to check in on us here at the forum from time to time, Tiny.
Aww. Do you need a tissue?
I do, because I'm actually welling up at the moment. Yeah. And that was the final one, but there is one last one, and it isn't on the forum. It is on YouTube, and it was a private message to me, and I've already read it out on the video, and I want to read it out here. This is from a guy called Monkey D. Daniel, who is one of Toya's friends over at Trinidad. And this is the one that really gets to me the most. It goes like this. Long-time Autobot City fan. Hey, Matt. Just wanted to tell you, great job on your channel and an even better job on the podcast and Nerdsphere. I am from Trinidad, by the way. I am Nabil's friend, the other Transformer collector on this island. I have been listening to the podcast since episode 1 and haven't looked back since. I even listened to a few podcasts multiple times. I still have episodes 6, 7, and 8 on my iPod. Basically any episode where you or Owen go crazy. I was meaning to send you a message of appreciation months now, but kept putting it off. Then I heard the sad news of ABC's demise. I will really miss the podcast. The Matt, Sean, and Owen chemistry was so amazing and entertaining. I am hoping for the last episode you guys reunite. That would be amazing. Well, we kind of have. Owen was meant to be here, but the lazy slacker never showed up. And that was one of the reasons why this show's taken so long to come out. It was literally trying to schedule people. But never mind. You've got two of the original three, and that's what matters. Okay. At least I have the Rod and Bone show to look forward to. Phil and Mikey are quite entertaining as well. Anyway, keep up the good work on your channel and the Nerdsphere. You have helped and entertained so much people in this community, it's mind-blowing. You deserve many thanks and praise, and I hope the Nerdsphere is around and continues to grow. In closing, thanks, man. Keep up the good work, and toodles. And with that, it really is it. There is no more City Chat to be had.
It's the end.
It really is the end. So I'm guessing all there is to say is for me basically to go to each of you that has stuck with us, and I am actually tearing up now. At the end of the day, I've got to say a big thank you to everybody that has listened to the show, everybody that has supported us, everybody that has contributed to the I Hate Matt or I Blame Matt thread. And yeah, I'm a big, big sport now, and I'm a big softie because I really am tearing down my face now. This show, in one form or another, has been an absolute fun ride, and it is simply due to timing that we've had to end it. I've always said that the minute that we cannot physically do it and it stops being fun, that is it. And that time has come. We simply cannot do this show regularly anymore. And it is a shame and it is upsetting. And doing this with Sean now, I kind of want to make the next episode, but I'm a man of my word. The show is done. The show is ending. I want to say thank you to everybody out there, everybody that's listening to this now, because one way or another, you have helped make the show the way it is. I want to thank everybody that has been a part of this show. So I'm going to name you all off now. I do not care. This ending is going to drag out as long as I want it to be. I am the boss. I want to thank the original lineup. I want to thank Sean. I want to thank Owen. I definitely want to thank Owen. He is the guy that brought me into this. He is the guy that got me into making podcasts. Even though he's a lazy slacker that never shows up or arrives late. If it wasn't for him, this show wouldn't have existed. I want to thank you, Sean, for putting up with my bullshit and basically us telling each other a new one for at least 20 episodes.
I know.
I want to thank, I'm going to go for the list of all the ones that have popped into my head. Scotty Rave, Nicole, Rogers, Dave, Andy, Nabil, Moon, Phil, for taking over when Sean was leaving, for the last 20, the remainder of the 20 episodes. I've got a mental mind block, but everybody who was a guest star on the show, you've all contributed to this show. It was an adventure. And damn it, it's not sad. This is not sad. You will hear us from time to time. We are, when you think of us, think of the show, we are literally here kicking ass. It's just the show doesn't exist, but the people that helped make it are still out there kicking ass.
Yep.
I want everybody that has come and contributed and made the forum the way it is, I'm still there. It's just that there's a new cornerstone. I'm officially handing the torch to Jeremy and Glenn at the Back to the 80s podcast. They have truly made the site the way it is. And I'm damn proud to do so. It is an awesome, awesome show, and if any of you are not listening to it right now, go ahead and listen to it. There is a reason why they have picked that forum up from the ashes and dusted it off. Best show in ages. It entertains the hell out of me. I just, again, one last time, thank you, everybody. The reason why I can't say more is literally I'm turning into a blubbery wreck right here. So, with that being said, one final time, it is not goodbye. Even though I'm basically retiring from podcasting, it is not goodbye. You will see me on YouTube. I'm running the Nerdsphere. I'm practically full-on staff at Moonbase. It's not goodbye. I'm not dead. But this is its final show. So, finally, Sean, say your goodbyes to everybody.
Where do I start? You know, it all started that one day when Owen just goes, "Hey, y'all want to do a podcast?" And we did, and it grew. I mean, it's so much fun to everything. It was really enjoyable. It was some of the best times I had. To what it is, you know, we're not gone anywhere, people. We're not leaving per se. Like Matt said, we're not dying. We're just moving along.
Yeah.
But it's like I said, people, it's been real, it's been fun, and it's been real fun.
It's been a ride.
Yes.
And guys, if you've got a drink in your hands, toast it. And I'm going to just end it now. This is Time Lord signing out. Be excellent to each other, for we are all one. And Sean, finish it off.
Toodles.
Toodles.